When Jo McIntyre, a Catholic, married her Protestant husband Rowley in 1985, the couple faced everything from death threats to an attack on their car. Relationships between Catholics and Protestants in Northern Ireland are now more commonplace. But when the couple first got together in the early 1980s, the troubles were still raging and relationships between the two communities were hugely strained. The Arctic is a magical place. It may look cold, harsh, and lacking life, but if you search in the right places, you'll find it teeming with exciting creatures. Look who's just popped out of the snow there. It's a fox. These Arctic foxes burrow under the snow and create a small den to keep warm. 'Tis the last rose of summer, left blooming alone. All her lovely companions are faded and gone. No flower of her kindred, no rosebud is nigh to reflect back her blushes, to give sigh for sigh. In the summer of 1958, tiny Northern Ireland stood just one game away from a semi-final appearance in the World Cup against the mighty Brazil. Led by their brilliant manager, Peter Docherty, the team had triumphed against all odds, blazing a trail through the qualifying rounds and battling through their opening matches to claim their place on the world stage. Legend has it that an Irish giant named Finn McCool created a causeway to get across the Irish Sea to face his rival, the Scottish giant Ben and Donner. Following their fearsome meeting, Ben and Donner ripped up the causeway as he fled back to Scotland, leaving what you see here today. Cassandra Blaine's meteoric rise to fame as a beloved children's author surprised many people, herself included. It seemed as though she had a bright future ahead, along with her young and supportive family. This made her sudden disappearance all the more strange.